In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I have a friend who says that he prays for those who read the Gospel this weekend, that they will say the word frankincense correctly instead of Frankenstein, which once happened at a parish that he attended. So every time myself or the deacon doesn't say Frankenstein, I consider that a win. We are told during the Mass during the day at Christmas, when we read the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, that Jesus is the light which comes into the world, a light which shone before men, and that the darkness could not overcome. And this is why light is such a powerful symbol of Christmas. That's why we decorate our houses with lights, that's why our Christmas trees have lights, and I hope they're still on, because Christmas isn't over. Now, if you're a wimp, after today, you can take it down. But if you're a real e-person Catholic, you leave it up until next weekend, because the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord next Sunday is, in fact, the last day of the Christmas season. Be that as it may, light is a symbol of Christ and the truth which he brings. And we're also told in that same Gospel reading that Jesus is the Word which became flesh. Now both light and word point that out something essential about Jesus and about the faith which he gives to us. And that is the truth. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And because of this, our faith in him is more than a feeling, a burning in the bosom. It is truth. Christmas is about truth coming into the world. The truth about who God is, about who we are, and our path to God. And it is a truth that is revealed not simply to the children of Israel, but to all people, to all the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. It's a very good thing, because the world thirsts for truth. It still does. The Magi sought truth. They saw truth in their observations of the skies, which led them to Jerusalem. But there they found another truth, one which was not based upon the created order, but one which was given through prophecy, that told them that the newborn king of the Jews, which they sought, would be found in Bethlehem of Judea. And so they followed the truth of prophecy to Bethlehem, and there they found what they sought, the newborn king of the Jews, who ended up being something far more than they thought he would be. Truth was revealed to them, and in response they gave gifts to the truth. They gave the gift of gold, which tells the world that Jesus is the king, not just the king of the Jews, but the king of all creation. They gave the gift of frankincense, which tells the world that he is the eternal high priest. And they gave a rather strange gift to give to an infant, the embalming herb of myrrh, which foretold his saving death upon the cross. The Magi, in doing so, proclaimed the person of Christ to the world. But they did one more thing, which was far more profound than any of the gifts which they gave. They bowed and they worshipped. And this proclaimed Christ's divinity to the world. Because you don't worship a king, you worship God. And so we find on this day, in which we meditate upon God's revelation to the world in the person of Christ, that while Christmas may have wonderful feelings, joy and brotherhood and all of those things, it is really more about the truth, and that truth is a person who makes all of these things possible, not simply by being a little baby in Bethlehem, Judea, but by suffering upon the cross, dying and rising again. And so come, let us worship the Word made flesh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.